the community is just fortunate. You've lived a long life, 95 years old, and all the things you've contributed to this great community.
I'm not only 95 years old and all that. I listened and remembered it. The greatest statement ever made in this town as far as integration is concerned, and evidently you are interested in getting a story about how we integrated. Well, the greatest statement ever made was made by the wife of the principal of Booker T. Washington High School when Booker T. Washington High School was all black and the principal was black. And God forgive me, his name has escaped me. His wife was at a meeting in which they were talking about what Tulsa had to do to be the kind of city you would like it to be. And she asked if she could speak. And she said, I hope that Tulsa will be a town in which all the merchants will permit a black lady to relieve herself when she's caught downtown. And as I said on the boys crying when the lieutenant colonel of the Corps could not come because he didn't know it was integrated, I had never before seen a group of men and women cry after she had said this. She said, Frug's store was the only store in Tulsa. We could go to the police station if we had to relieve ourselves, but no other place.
Frug's department store was the only store that would allow black to use their restroom.
That's what she said. And she ought to know.
Dumit's Rugs and Linens also.
Dumit's Rugs and Linens?
Yeah.
Was it
my family business?
Good. I did not. She did not know that.
Probably because we just had a small bathroom at the back of the store, and nobody ever used it except the family running the store. But anyone could have. As a matter of fact, there was a black man named Alan Shaw who came in regularly to our store. He was a friend of the family, and he did odd jobs for us, and he was welcome to use the bathroom.
Yeah, but this, you see, this, what this says is this town ought to be proud of what it did and how it moved, because it moved without parades. So many places you would never have thought, unless you were a black person, of where you could not go. And you grew up with people having signs, white and black, in the railroad station or in the airport or wherever. You just grew up in it, and you didn't know it was a painful thing. Every time I would make a speech, and God knows I made a lot of speeches, when I would make a speech to a group about integration or about desegregation, I would say, blame me for being cruel and heartless and ignorant and anything you wish, because I never was aware that there was a difference. I mean, I went to TU because it was all there was. I didn't know that black people couldn't go there. As poor as TU was, they were nuts if they refused anybody. But they did. The law was that they must refuse them, and that was part of the Indian law.